Like an endless wave, there are countless books published about surfing. Hawaiians are credited for creating the sport, and a new book went to Hawaiian language newspapers as a resource as it traced surfing's history in the islands. On a trip to France, we caught up with Jeremy Lamarier, whose just published book was featured at the Hawaii Festival in Paris. Lamarier, who studied history, sociology, and cultural anthropology, taught at the University of Hawaii, where his thesis looked at the history of surfing from sources that hadn't been tapped before, Hawaiian and French sources. Lamarier provides an interesting snapshot back to when the French first came to explore Hawaii's shores.
So my research is basically learning about how he'enalu, which is a traditional form of surfing in Hawaii, turned into modern sport, into what surfing is today, a global sport having about 25 million of people. And I ended up being interested in the traditional Hawaiian aspect of it. Now many people are doing that already. Some, I can quote Patrick Moser, for instance. Also, there is Isaiah Walker. They are very famous surf historian. And as I would study this topic for my PhD dissertation, I discovered that huge database called Papakilo Database. Actually, the database has numerized or digitalized most Hawaiian newspapers. And what is interesting is these newspapers is there is another history. The history of Hawaii mostly have been written by English scholars from English sources. But now there's through surfing, partly another movement, there is the idea that the Hawaiian history should be rewritten from the Hawaiian point of view. So when I started my PhD, I was first learning this history from English sources, also from French sources, because the French wrote about Hawaiian history and went to Hawaii and have a very valuable input that can first have another angle at the history. And on top of that, if you can read Hawaiian, you end up having the native point of view. And the native point of view regarding surfing is that, unlike most English sources says, it never died out, or it never really what was in so-called dark age. It was still not as big as before contact with the West, but surfing was still alive and practiced by many Hawaiians, and also by what they call the Kama'ainas, which were Westerners living in the island for a long period of time, also descendant of missionaries who were born and raised in Hawaii but were having white blood.
What French sources did you tap when you were doing your research? Are you talking the French explorers that first came, like Freycinet?
Yeah, there is French explorers like Freycinet indeed, but also there were merchants. Many merchants came, and it's interesting to see. So there was merchants, explorers, and later so the first tourists, the first visitors to Hawaii, which came as early as the 1830s and then became more popular from the 1850s. And from these French sources, you can find two very interesting aspects that I've been passionate about. Is first, among the merchants, there were also surgeons and doctors. And these surgeons were concerned with the hygiene movement.
The hygiene movement was something that the doctors were concerned about because of all the epidemics.
Yes, right. So doctors and physicians, they were concerned about the epidemics, such as measles, for instance, we call it cholera in French. And these epidemics were ongoing throughout the 19th century in France, especially in Paris, but also in Hawaii, where many native Hawaiians died of these epidemics, such as smallpox as well. So the doctors and physicians found out that even though they could not always cure the disease, they might prevent it. And they found out that sport activities, especially related ocean-related activities, might be a good way to prevent having some disease. And when this physician came in Hawaii in about the 1830s to the 1870s, they found out that surfing was one of the most healthful ocean-related activities that people can do. And with this hygiene movement, you have also many writers, like poets, French poets that would come to Hawaii as well. They were the first tourists and visitors, and they romanticize it. They started to romanticize that idea that the Hawaiian were a population of amphibious beings. For instance, Hawaiian women were portrayed as mermaid, or also naiad, or nymphs, and the men were like tritons, mercuries, and so along with hygiene movement, you have a whole romantic literature through for about 50 to 70 years, saying that surfing is a wonderful sport, it is beautiful, and we have never seen anything like it. The Hawaiian are the best of it. While at that time, most history of surfing will tell you that surfing died out because of the missionaries. And you actually find also missionaries who praise surfing. So that's what you learn from the French sources, is these two movements, which were very big in Europe, were brought out to Hawaii as Westerners, like the French, came to Hawaii and tried to see surfing and the Hawaiian through their own point of view, which were in the literature movement, romanticism, and with physician and doctors, hygiene.
Okay. So you basically then went to the Hawaiian language newspapers as a resource, and because those were translated, you were able to access them.
Well, these newspapers, they are not fully translated, partly. But like she said, they were partially translated. And one person who worked on translating these Hawaiian newspaper into English, especially regarding surfing topic, is Keo Nesmith. He's teaching at UH Manoa. He's a very famous Hawaiian teacher. He also teach Tahitian, for instance. And he translated this newspaper for the former deputy-in-chief of Honolulu, of the fire department, who is John Clark. John Clark wrote a wonderful book about it. And as I studied surfing for my PhD dissertation, I figured that not only I should tap into the archives, but also I should learn Hawaiian. Because I was frustrated to have only a partial picture, and I wanted to have the whole picture, so I started to learn Hawaiian here in Paris through the French Hawaii Association, and also over there in Hawaii, where I ended up taking classes at UH Manoa.
And so you've been able to then compile your research into a book which is now published in French.
Yes, it's published in French. It's been released a few weeks ago, and I'm already thinking of an English publisher, because most of my readership, or most of the people who might be interested in this story, would be Hawaiians, of course, people also living in Hawaii, and mostly English speakers, because research so far has been carried on by English scholars, since Hawaii has biggest tied with the U.S. and any other country now. But I believe that having the French perspective, like I said, with the hygiene and romantic movement, and also by being able to reading Hawaiian sources, you can bring a whole new history. And that's the idea, to rewrite history, not to say that English history is wrong, but to be as close as possible
to be accurate.
To be accurate.
So then your hope is then to be able to put the English version out on the market.
Yes, exactly. So the first thing to do is to find an English publisher. But I believe that publisher will want to wait at least for a year to see how the book is working, not only in France, but it is distributed in French-speaking countries, such as Switzerland. For instance, I'll be talking about the book in Switzerland next year. I've been invited for one of their festivals, and also in Canada. So it's not only distributed in France, but Switzerland, Canada, and other countries in Africa. And after a year, you can get an idea of how the book is doing, if it's working well or not. And the idea would be to have a publisher to buy the rights of the book and then translate it, which I hope also to improve that version to a more complete and comprehensive history.
That was Jeremy Lamarier talking about a recent book about the history of surfing in Hawaii that was just published in French. He and others with the French Hawaii Association are working to one day publish the Hawaiian Dictionary in French.